On this day, the commemoration of a four incorruptible beasts who carry the throne of God, as it is mentioned by St. John, who witnessed it. This is in Revelation, saying, immediately I was in the Spirit, and behold, the throne sat in heaven, and one sat on the throne, and he who sat there was like a jasper and a sardine stone in appearance, and there was a rainbow around the throne in appearance like an emerald. And in the midst of the throne and around the throne were four living creatures full of eyes in front of and in back. The first living creature was like a lion, the second living creature like a calf, and the third living creature have a face like man, and the fourth living creature was like a flying eagle, the four living creatures each having six wings. Were full of eyes around and within, and they do not rest day or night, saying, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, who was in the and in come. Isaiah the prophet said, I saw the Lord sitting on the throne high and lifted up, and the train of his robe filled the temple. Above it stood seraphim, each one had six wings, which two he covered his face, with two he covered his feet, and with two he flew. And one cried to another and said, holy, 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 the Lord of hosts, the whole earth is full of glory. Ezekiel the prophet said, then I looked, and behold, a whirlwind was coming out of the north, a great cloud with ringing fire engulfing itself, and brightness was all around it, and radiating out of its midst like the color of amber, out of the midst of the fire, also from within, it came the likeness of four living creatures, and this is what their appearance. They had the likeness of a man, and each one had four wings. Their legs were straight, and their soles of their feet were like the soles of calves' feet. They sparkled like the color of burnished bronze. St. John the Evangelist said, after these things, I heard a loud voice of a great multitude in heaven saying, Alleluia, salvation and glory and honor and power belong to the Lord our God. And the four living creatures fell down and worshipped God who sat on the throne, saying, Amen, Alleluia, for the Lord God, omnipotent reigns. Let us be glad and rejoice and give him glory. The Lord set them near his throne in order for them to make supplications on behalf of all the creation. The beast with the man's face makes application on behalf of the human race. The one with the lion's face makes application on behalf of the beast. The one with the bull face makes supplication on behalf of the cattle. And the one with the eagle face makes supplication on behalf of the birds. The teachers of the church built churches in their names and commemorated them on this day. Their intercession be for us, and glory be to God forever. Amen.